from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And when I say energy, I mean he brings it. When I say it, I mean takes on the show.
God, you national guys are always fighting.
Oh, God, what a legend. Before we get to some of what Jalen Johnson had to say today as he makes the national media tour, we got some Cubs news, and it's not great. Cody Bellinger is going on the injured list with a fractured left middle finger. Alexander Canario is making the return from AAA. He had a very brief stint earlier this year. He had 25 plate appearances in 13 games. With one home run and an OPS over 800, 815 OPS in 13 games for Canario this year at the big league level.
So Bellinger got hit on that middle finger by a 97-mile-an-hour fastball last night, said after the game that he couldn't throw a baseball. So that was not a good sign. We heard Canario was on his way to Baltimore and then had gotten to Baltimore. So not a surprise. So, look, you've got the benefit of the All-Star break. So he's not missing as many games, but the complication of the trade deadline is an interesting one, because if the Cubs do indeed end up being sellers, you'd think
he'd be an obvious name to try to sell.
Yeah, he's making $30 million this year. He can opt out and make another 30, or he can come back and make another 30 next year, and then 20 after that with another opt out. 3 years, $80 million with two opt outs.
Yeah, it's two option years.
Yeah. So, but you'd think if they're going to be a seller, that he'd be a prime one, although he's not having a huge year, obviously. And then if they're actually going to make a push with no him, it's not great. And no Talkman at the same time means you're down two left-handed hitters with pretty good approaches at the same time. Canario, not somebody that Craig Counsell showed a proclivity to play a lot. Nor did David Ross last year.
Desperation, though, now. You know, if you're up here, you've got to contribute in some way, shape, or form, even if you're not going to be an everyday player. So, yeah, we'll see, you know, when the lineup comes out. It's probably out or about to be out for public consumption. So we'll see what that looks like for the Cubs game tonight in Baltimore. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously bad news. And, you know, Nico Hoerner didn't miss any time. I mean, he missed a couple of games, but he didn't even go on the IL with the broken bone in his hand. The fact that he's going on the injured list, yeah, maybe the All-Star break helps him if it actually is only a 10-day variety, or they're just putting him on the 10-day IL for now because they don't need to do anything more drastic because the All-Star break is looming. So, you know, we really still don't know the severity of it. Counsell will talk shortly.
Yeah, we have
from Baltimore.
We have an Orioles lineup, but not a Cubs lineup yet. The righty Suarez going for the Orioles. So I'd say unlikely that you'll see Canario in there. Last night, you saw Mastroboni replace Bellinger and play right field to finish that game. So I wonder if that'll be the choice tonight, or maybe they'll put Seiya out there and Miles somewhere else.
And I'm sure we get an update from Jed tomorrow at 2:30. He's on this show tomorrow.
Yeah, 2:30. Good point. Jed Hoyer on the show tomorrow at 2:30.
And wow. To be clear, fracture, you're looking 3-4 weeks tops for recovery compared to a break, 7-9. So theoretically, on the low end, he misses 12 games because of the All-Star break. And okay. He's back in the first week of August.
I don't know. Yeah. So, I mean, that's
not breaking news on the show.
Best case scenario. Feels right.
That obviously passed the deadline, so it probably removes him from all of your deadline conversations, which is not a great bit of luck.
No, it is not.
Well, the Phillies want someone with 9 good fingers, I heard.
Oh, well, then call him.
Yeah.
Does Luis Robert have 9 good fingers?
No, he's got 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's off the list for them.
There's a problem.
That's too bad.
More Cubs in an hour or so.
More Cubs in an hour, or as news breaks and requires it. Can you check if the Pirates pulled Skeens in this game against the Brewers? It's not loading on my computer. I got him with 11 strikeouts through 7 no-hit innings.
My God, he's outrageous.
I don't know if they've pulled him or not, because my last updated it at 99 pitches, but it looks like it's a little further ahead in the game than my screen is updating. So
I've got top eight. So Skeens through 7
with Skeens. So 99 pitches, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts is correct with the no-hitter.
Yeah, they did not let him go out for the 8th.
Okay, so. But
they're in Milwaukee, so they haven't. You haven't had a chance to go out for the 8th, for the bottom of the 8th.
Twitter, the Pirates fans tweeting are saying not letting Skeens go out for the 8th when he's got a no hitter is a disappointing decision.
Okay, because people that are watching the game, that's what I was looking for. Thank
well, there's I'm sure that they will say there's no way. Derek Shelton will say there's no way he's going 9. Right?
Right.
So why bother?
All right. Well, okay. The less worthy to follow it, but they pulled Skeens, but a double digit no hitter was in play. But because it's baseball, they pulled him.
That guy should start the All-Star game.
He should.
Rookie or not, he should start the All-Star game. And I think Shota Imanaga's Rookie of the Year candidacy is a little damaged by Paul Skeens.
I don't think he's got a shot. Let's hear some of Jalen Johnson, though, on the national shows. We did Colin Cowherd and Jim Rome. We'll start with a clip from Rome. The difference of what he's looking forward to, the one big thing for this year for Jalen Johnson.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to winning. I think that's my biggest focus right now, or has always been my biggest focus. But even more now, actually, being able to, I can say, having one of the best rosters I've had since being with the Bears. And I think kind of the way that we're gelling together, the offense is coming together, the defense is coming together. I feel like we can really do something special and have a true opportunity. So I think for me right now, I think my biggest focus is just winning, even with the guys. Just everything we do is about winning consistent greatness. Like I said in my press conference, that got to be everybody's mentality this season is really just consistent greatness, because we know we have greatness in our locker room, but we got to be consistent, and we got to go out on Sundays and prove that and show that every week.
Man,
the simple idea of the priority is winning. It's always been winning, but this year we actually have a team that we know can win. Like, that's a very simple thing. He's not saying I wasn't caring about winning in the past.
No.
He's saying I always cared about it, but now we know we can do it.
There wasn't really an opportunity to think like that. And you got in trouble if you thought about only that, because you could get discouraged fast. And, you know, I mean, obviously you want to win, but wow. Dude, this is the power of where they are, and it's a special feeling. And the best organizations that keep that feeling for a lot of years in a row, I mean, that's wonderful. But this particular offseason, as Bears fans are feeling it, that optimism, that feeling of possibly being next, you know, we might be the next real good team. Somebody goes worst to first, why not the Bears? That feeling. The players having that too can be a very valuable thing for vibes. You think it could be valuable for performance or preparation as well? Maybe preparation.
Maybe.
Better headspace for preparation?
I think that the Caleb thing reinvigorates everybody because, hey, this guy, people talk about him like he could be one of the best in the league. One of the best in the league at that position makes everybody famous and everybody money. You know, like, think about what Nico Collins and Tank Dell would be if CJ Stroud wasn't good. Who knows, right? Now,
Nico Collins just signed a big deal.
Yeah. Think of the money that these guys can make if you play with a good quarterback. Think of the endorsement. They're on Hard Knocks because of Caleb Williams. So there's that part, you could get a brand deal. You could get a commercial. You could get that. But then there's also the brass tacks of Travis Kelce's excellent, but Travis Kelce's a Hall of Famer because he was paired up with Patrick Mahomes.
Right. But Jalen is talking about the team goal of winning and how it's not about money necessarily for him. Now, granted,
he just got paid.
He just got paid. So that's the other subtext for him. It's like he doesn't have to think about. Last year, we talked to him a bunch.
He made no bones about that he was also thinking about money.
Got to make more flash plays so I can get paid.
Yeah, and that still will exist for guys on the Bears. But that's not a negative for the Bears because it exists for guys on literally every team in the NFL. It's not the NBA. where every contract is guaranteed and everybody who's good makes a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
So that is not like a uniquely detrimental thing to the Bears.
You know, it may seem simple, but like when you've got a team full of dudes who are focused on the winning and really the winning, it just makes for such an easier job as a coach and then as the player to like make the correct sacrifices. Like, all right, am I really going to be bitch about not being the third wide receiver out there because we're playing more two tight end sets? And oh, by the way, our offense is rolling and we're winning. Am I really going to bitch about having to be in structure as a quarterback and not get to go outside structure and do my thing if we're winning? Am I really going to be unhappy with any of that? No, you shouldn't be, because your team is freaking winning.
Let's hear some Colin Cowherd with our guy Jalen Johnson. A little dose of what we're certainly used to around here.
Fresno State to Utah.
Nah, just Fresno.
Just Fresno. Hold on here. Second pick of the in drive. Okay, my bad. Let's talk about Chicago. Let's talk about your OTA.
Hold on.
Let's talk about you're from Fresno, by the way.
Correct,
you played in Utah. Correct. There you go. Not Clovis High. What's the high school again?
Central High School.
Central High School in Fresno. Sorry. That's it.
Who's this guy in for Danny on that show?
I thought you said, Danny, there's like nine producers. You get in. They put a bunch of articles down in front of you. None of them said where Jalen's from.
You guys would never make that mistake. That's not what happened.
That's exactly what happened. Collins producers suck is what it seems like.
Oh, my God.
Hey, quiet down. We're the best producers on local talk radio. We know nothing about what goes on over there.
Do you remember day one when I put that giant index card in front of you that said Jalen, Utah, from Fresno?
From Fresno. Didn't go to Fresno State. That's Trent Dilfer.
No. You guys are putting me in a real bad spot. Don't like it.
No, but that's why I had on there, because that's Jalen being Jalen.
Yes.
Jalen's nitpicking how he's wording it.
Yes, exactly. That is Jalen. He calls us out. He makes us, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's.
Sure.
And he's doing it to Colin Cowherd also.
And it's Colin.
Fresno State to Utah.
Nah, just Fresno.
Just Fresno. Hold on here.
Hold on.
And it's Collins falling short of the standard that the fill-in guy set.
He's from Fresno, went to Utah, and Jalen Johnson was not going to let that slide.
No, he wasn't.
He has no problem calling out Colin Cowherd. That is, I don't expect you to say no. I guess what I'm asking, though.
I'm just not fair what kind of question that is.
Can we word it differently? Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
I just hope that with one of these cuts, that Jalen repeats Colin's question to him.
Danny.
No, he didn't. No,
oh,
sorry.
Man.
I know TSL. I know.
How do I feel about being from Fresno?
How does it feel to get paid?
Do I think I'm the best corner in the league?
Do I miss being on weekly with Parkins and Spiegel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Here's Jalen Johnson with Colin Cowherd on his relationship with the media.
You came into this league in this big city, big brand, and immediately felt like not only a good corner, but a physical player, a leader. Is it hard for a rookie? You didn't seem to have a problem. You're a good talker. You got a person. They told me before I saw you, like a big personality, loves to mix it up. But I felt when you came into the league, immediately you talked to the press in Chicago. You didn't have any problem with that. A lot of rookies aren't comfortable with that. Is it your personality? Where does that come from?
It's hard. I would say more so my personality, but also I think, too, working and training at it, I would say since I was in high school. I think it was somewhere I would kind of talk to my brother, talk to my dad, do like some interview training with them.
Oh, trying, you did?
Yeah, no, because I mean, I think for me that separates you from a lot of athletes. I think being able to talk, being able to articulate, not using a whole lot of ums and not just giving one-word answers and things like that. So I definitely started that process early, and then going through college, I was a communication major, so I had a public speaking class. I had to get in front of people and present. So for me, it kind of came easy, and then, of course, getting into Chicago and the big city, they always want to put the microphone in front of your face, especially when you're coming in.
Chicago's a big, aggressive media.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So I think for me, it just was learning how to handle it, and I think just embracing it, because the media, to me, depending on how you handle it, can either help you or hurt you. And I think for me, I kind of use it as one of my tools to be able to get who I am out there, get my personality out there, and honestly just be able to speak the truth and speak my truth. I think at the end of the day, and I think that's kind of what draws the media to me, being able to
keep it real.
Sure.
And also like my weekly shows that I do. I mean, I give raw, uncut. I mean,
that's
about how I feel about things.
From Fresno State, I love that you and your brother and your dad are doing media training.
Yeah, we're doing everything: DB training, media training, working on my signatures, all of it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay. I mean, I wish I knew he was going on. I would have texted Colin and weekly told him to shows. Plug the weekly show.
Well, I did.
Keep it real.
Sure.
And also, like, my weekly shows that I do. I mean, I give raw, uncut.
What the hell?
Come on, Jalen. Drop Parkinson Spiegel in there.
It's implied. It's implied, boys.
Oh, man.
To the national audience that has no idea who the show is?
It was implied to me.
And
a good point.
And if you would have said the show name, Colin would have been like, oh, my God, he was just in yesterday.
Exactly.
That was a real close to a big moment there.
Now that you could put on his producers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could.
You should know.
I texted him after he was on. Like, oh, he comes on with
a good time to text him about that.
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening.
That's on Colin for not telling you.
That he was having Jalen on?
Yeah, Colin's a P1 of the show. He knows that Jalen's on Mondays after games.
Man. I'm going to text him as soon as the segment is over.
I'm just waiting for Ashley Brewer to hop in.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting for Jason McIntyre.
Nobody's waiting still. For that.
Jalen Johnson talking Caleb with Colin Cowherd.
Okay, so let's go to the OTA. So Caleb's there. Mm-hmm. Roma Dunze is there. A couple mm-hmm. Pac-12 guys. Let's start with Caleb Williams. Give me a moment. You're challenging him.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd never seen him play... What do you see with Caleb?
Special, special. I think for me, just really like hearing it and, of course, kind of getting out there and kind of waiting to see what he really looks like and how he looks spinning the ball. Of course, for me, it was as advertised. I think it's definitely something that is special, something that I haven't seen. And I know for me, there was a time we were in the coverage. We tried to give him a different look. I went back to the half. He threw it. I'm like, okay, this is easy interception. And I'm running. That ball floated right over my head. I said, ooh, that's a good touch on that. So I think just even that throw just in itself, just being able to throw the ball to the sideline right over with good touch, I feel like that's just something that isn't necessarily taught. I'm sure it's something that he's worked at through his years, but I feel like it's definitely something that is special that you don't see too often for guys coming in right away, having that confidence to throw passes like that. And I think for me, it just brings more excitement to see his maturity through this season, because I feel like that's all it's going to be about is him learning and growing through the mistakes. And I think for me, being one of the leaders on the defense and on the team, just wanting to do what we can on the defensive side of the ball to give him as many opportunities as he needs to be able to succeed on offense. Because I feel like that's what it's going to come down to. We're going to do what we need to do on defense to give them the best chance to put a lot of points up.
You know, Jalen, what's interesting about him, I always felt that he was confident, bordering on cocky, but not cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked his personality.
Right,
I interviewed him on the air, and people are like, hey, he's very, and I'm like, no. I want my quarterback to be confident.
Right.
They don't all have to be the same, big, tall, short, fat, whatever. But I thought his personality felt professional.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of his personality so far?
I mean, he blends in well. I think that was one of the misconceptions for me, and I know even getting caught up in people trying to label him as Hollywood and being all these things, it's like, nah, he just is who he is. He's a confident guy in himself, on the field, off the field. I think it's one of those things where he's very secure in who he is. He's very confident and knows the work that he puts in to be able to have that confidence. And at the end of the day, I mean, he's a Heisman winner. He's the guy that got drafted number one, so I don't feel like he shouldn't have confidence.
Right.
At the end of the day, I think it's one of those things that he embraces and he walks in who he is as a player, who he is as a man. I think that's something that seeing him in person, and he blended in right away with the locker room, with the guys, and that's only going to continue to grow. But I think he's came in and handled everything perfectly. Just coming in and gelling with the guys, the offense. You can see everything coming together how it's supposed to be.
Man, you know, we can take this anywhere you want, and the Caleb stuff obviously is important to think about. But just I'm filled again with that sense of pride that we had and talked about when Jalen got paid. Just like, not like he's like we had anything to do with it, but it's just we've hung around with this guy weekly, and it's just really cool to hear him so comfortable on the national stage talking about everything and just in the full bloom of his stardom. Deserved.
Yeah, completely deserved. Thrilled for him. Yeah, texted him that he crushed it on the interviews. So yes, I completely agree with that. I hope he's telling the truth, and I believe that he is. Like, that anecdote of him floating the pass over him, thinking it was an interception, and Caleb beating him. Like, I really do hope, and training camp sometimes can feel long, and it can feel, drawn out, and we don't get anything, but, like, the fact that the Bears' defense is supposed to be good and the Bears' offense is supposed to be good, if Caleb is already having some real wins against the Bears' defense, and not just in 7-on-7. 7-on-7 is an offensive-designed thing, right? No offensive line, no pass rush, no defense, no hitting. Right? But if he's having 11-on-11 wins with any degree of regularity against the Bears' defense this early, it's an excellent, excellent sign. So it's good to hear, because we know Jalen, he doesn't like to give it up for the offense that much. He's the guy that's like, the defense is better. The defense is ahead. You know, he's arrogant.
By the way, I mean, one of the things I'm looking forward to is just, you know, how much they're going to ask Caleb to play in structure. I thought Mark Schlereth with you that you guys played the snippets of yesterday. 70-30 in structure for an NFL quarterback. And if you're on a good team and you're a young rookie quarterback, I'm okay with 80-20. If Caleb can play within structure and set up the playmakers and still make some plays when they're needed to be outside structure with this defense, I'm okay with 80-20. So I'm looking forward to that kind of backdrop for our conversations moving forward.
Yeah, and my whole thing is don't coach it out of him. I think I'm going to have a higher tolerance than you for a few mistakes early, because as long as he's also showing high-level playmaking ability with the improvisation, I'll take the mistakes with it too, because that's how Aaron Rodgers got four MVPs. That's how Pat Mahomes throws for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
Right.
You know, you can't coach that stuff out of him in the name of conservatism.
Right, but you can also win with your rookie quarterback.
Definitely.
You know, the way that the Patriots did with Brady and the way that the Seahawks did with Russell Wilson by having them, you know, do the right thing for the most part. Although Russell ended up playing a lot out of structure.
One more thing from Jalen with Colin Cowherd. We got categories in 20 minutes. Staying with the Bears and how it happened.
Finally, Chicago's a great American city. So I go to Chicago. Mm-hmm. My wife's from around the area. Those home games in the fall, Packers coming into town. I mean, don't get me wrong. Utah's great. Was it a game last year? Oregon, Utah. That wasn't a good game for Utah. Mm-hmm. But take me to all these rookies. Planet Soldier Field, historic. Maybe the Packers or the Niners or a team comes into town. Is it just you ever pinch yourself and think, this is my dream?
Yeah, I think I felt like that clearly my second year, because I didn't have fans my rookie year. So I think really just that first game against the Packers, I want to say it was early my second year when we played. And especially for me, I was able to match up against Devontae. So just having that whole experience of matching up against Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, coming out there, seeing the pride that the Chicago Bears fans have, especially when it comes to the Packers, I think is something that is second to none when it comes to rivalries, when it comes to energy and pride. I think it's definitely something that Chicago brings a different energy to. And I think even with hopefully getting a new stadium, it's only going to go up. The city wants to win, especially against the Packers. So I think it's always an environment. That's what Chicago is known for, is the energy, the fans.
Oh, great sports fans.
Yeah, no doubt.
Intense, though. They'll call you out.
Yeah. No, hey,
you drop that pick in the end zone, you'll hear it.
Yeah, you got to perform in Chicago.
Does Colin want to work here? I mean, my God, he's so much brown nosing of Chicago.
He loves the city. He's got a big condo here.
Uh-huh.
And we all love Colin Cowherd. You know, we love going to Bulls and Hawks games as well. So if Colin ever needs anyone help fill out that suite, you know?
He, listen, man, we'll see. But
not just Bulls, by the way.
I love
watching my Hawks, okay?
I don't love him. Ever since he made me feel bad about being on Sporting News Radio when I was walking the dog. Remember that? I told him.
We might be able to have an opportunity like that in the next few months. Who knows? Maybe we'll be able to make something like that happen.
Tell him that story again to his face, Mr. Man.
Little show outing. The Cowherd suite.
I don't know him personally.
Well, we'll be able to make it happen.
All right, good.
We have categories coming up in 20 minutes, and I'm calling my shot. I'm real happy with my categories today. Real happy with them.
All right, you can't win, though.
I can't win.
So what shot are you calling?
What shot are you calling? Hey, I'm going to deliver these. You're going to like it.
I can read. At least you can navigate the game. Like, I couldn't do that. Yeah. I don't know who's winning. I got great lists, but I don't know who's winning.
I think the good categories.
The shot that Danny is calling is at the end, we'll say, hey, man, good category.
That's what I'm saying.
Good luck with that.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't repeat any of the categories we've already done.
yeah, right. Speaks has set the bar very low.
Yeah.
I heard the morning show came after me this morning. Oh, will return and will respond in kind. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
A source told the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
With the United States basketball taking a beating in international play, the call went out for NBA help. The result? In 1992, for the first time, a team of mostly NBA players will defend America's Olympic pride.
A rousing ovation for a group that many refer to as the Dream Team.
Team USA won last night, an old tune-up for the Olympics, beat Canada, started slow, but came back with a comfortable victory.
That is a lovely rejoin for those of us who remember when the first Dream Team was assembled.
Yeah.
I remember being in my dorm room in college and me and my pal Rich just looking at the Sports Illustrated cover that had just come out with the five starters on the front. I think it was Magic, Michael, Barkley, Isaiah and Karl Malone, if memory serves.
I don't remember the SI cover. Yeah. I'm not sure.
But man, whatever that SI cover with the five of them in the USA uniform was like, oh my God.
Famously, Isaiah not there. He met the criteria.
He met the criteria.
I probably could have eliminated him from the fact that he wasn't on the team.
So that was everywhere. Like you'd go to a fair or a carnival and you can get your picture. I have one picture superimposed into that magazine cover. Huge pop culture thing.
Pat Ewing. So Pat Ewing in the middle, Barkley top left, Karl Malone top right, Magic bottom left, and Michael Jordan bottom right.
That's a good team.
That's not for me, though. I think this, and I've said this for a while, I've been saying it for weeks, like since they started selecting the teams.
Yeah.
This current iteration of the USA basketball team, this is much better than any other former version, especially the 92 Dream Team. Yeah. And I've said that for a long time.
This is your group. This is your group.
Yeah, especially I've had that opinion for a while.
Especially now that Derek White is there. You know,
he shouldn't be. Should have been Zach or Jalen Brown.
Zach who? Zaidman?
LaVine. Should have been Zach LaVine or Jalen Brown.
Oh, no. Jalen Brown, sure.
Should have been Zach.
Not Zach LaVine. Oh, no.
Derek White's got weird teeth.
Zach Zaidman over Zach LaVine.
I just want to give off that take I've had for a while.
That's your take. I think someone might have stolen it on a national level. You're always getting your take stolen. Morning show, I have a problem with something I said about Team USA. I'm gathering as I'm putting the puzzle pieces together of what this segment's about. Go on.
Yes.
Does this mean that Danny Parkins has to rethink his hot take about whether or not this team is more talented than 92?
Well, he said top to bottom. I mean, I think he was talking about maybe Christian Laettner not being worthy.
Now you've got a difference at the bottom.
And I think Laettner might be in. Is he in Basketball Hall of Fame? Everyone gets in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
So it wouldn't be a surprise.
Is Danny up yet?
I think we should call Danny.
It's 6:30. He's had plenty of time.
If he's up,
he's got young kids. He talks about it all the time.
But he doesn't always listen. I don't think he listens.
Well, he's probably changing his diapers.
He's probably watching Nick Wright.
He's probably watching Colin Coward reruns.
Danny does a good job. I'd love to talk to him about this.
Wow.
I would have been happy to go on the show. Nick Wright is on vacation, so there was no Nick Wright to be listening to. Thank you.
So were you listening to them?
Cowherd had to start. No.
Listening to the pick six?
No, I was not listening to the pick six. I was alerted to that from Tanny's text.
Me and Tanny every morning, right? Pretty much.
Absolutely. And I even gave Danny, I thought about it, should I even tell Danny this is happening right now? It would be funnier if they were ignored and gave the impression that Danny was actually sleeping. But I did text Danny. Yeah. I didn't get a response back for like an hour later. So I tried to facilitate the call in by texting Danny.
Well, no, but you didn't say to call into the pick six.
Well, no.
It's not his place.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you're catching.
I wouldn't mess up the extra point. It's not my place to mess up the extra point.
At 6:30.
I thought you'd go on the rewind function of the Odyssey app and check out what's
going on. Yeah, I didn't text you back for
a while. It was Tony Romo's place as a rookie, I believe, to mess up the extra point.
Yeah. How about that shot from Dustin under his breath?
Pretty good.
He's probably watching Colin Coward reruns.
Yeah.
How do you say it, Speaks?
Oh, he's probably watching Colin Coward reruns.
runs. By the way, I can bond with them. I know what it's like to do a show in the morning and not have Danny listen. I've been doing it Sundays for a long, long time. You know what I mean?
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
So he can give him 6 days of not listening to
I catch some of Molly and Haw. I don't catch a ton of it. I don't wake up and throw all the radio. I wake up and play with my kids.
That's why the Lord invented Tanny for you.
Yeah, what do you think? We saying I'm a bad dad?
No, your kids do not. Your kids can.
I have one. Yeah, don't put it out there like that. Yeah, kids, plural.
Your child, as far as he knows, is much more self-sufficient than my dependents.
And still sleeping. Don't worry. Those days will be here soon enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Still sleeping during the pick six.
I am awake and playing with my children and making breakfast and getting ready for their camp.
What'd you play this morning?
We played with, not Legos. They're like the big kid Legos.
Yeah, sure.
Like the big blocks.
And what was breakfast?
Pancakes for Owen and scrambled eggs for Eli. So nice. Separate breakfast. And then, of course.
Wow, that's a lot.
What I make.
Your smoothie.
Of course I make.
You're still on smoothie.
I make smoothie every single day. Every day. Today it was banana, strawberry, blueberry, kale, spinach, almond, ice, peanut.
Bananas. I love them.
No protein in there whatsoever. Any protein powder?
No protein powder.
Okay. He's got scrambled eggs going with it.
Scrambled eggs.
Get a little protein powder in there. It's delicious.
Like the peanut butter powder?
I put peanut butter, I said.
Okay.
Peanut butter and almonds.
Okay, still not enough.
And almonds, too.
Yeah.
I think there's protein.
That's lovely. And do the kids like the smoothie?
Love it. Uh-huh. They have it every day. It's how you get them some vegetables.
That's good.
Yeah, you trick them.
Yeah.
Trick them.
Yeah, Ruben's favorite food right now is Flamin' Hot Cheetos mac and cheese.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a little bit different on the health scale.
It is on the pyramid there somewhere.
The pyramid has to be a lot bigger for that.
CPS's pyramid of nutrition. Yes. You dip the hot Cheetos in cream cheese.
Don't worry.
Oh my God, really?
They have mac and cheese and chicken nuggets basically every day.
Sure.
And with the pancakes, Owen is still furious if he cannot see the butter. Like melted in butter. He doesn't believe that it's there.
He needs
chunks of butter on his pancakes.
That bodes well. Congrats on making the pick six. Oh, I've been trying. Like
biggest show I've been on recently.
We do it very often around here. Try to make the pick six. Let me try again. Hold on. That's a great question. All right, there we go. That was my effort.
Yep. You'll get on there soon.
Nah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Let's all do an entry real quick.
Okay.
Danny, your entry for the pick six?
I don't know how the segment goes. I don't listen.
Okay, that's perfect.
That's totally going to make it.
That's such a stupid question, dumbass. That's my entry, Tanny.
That's a really great question, Dustin.
Cool. Panderman over there.
Yes, that's me.
Panderman!
No, we were omnipresent there in that pick six today. They had a little Bulaga discussion with Bakhtiari and the Bears. Yeah. Mm.
That's good station synergy. And of course, I listen.
You give such good answers, David Haw. It's a good reactionary drop to play.
Yeah,
I love Flag and Anthem. What a good question.
Oh, that's a talk about Flag and Anthem today. New shipment just dropped. None for the boys behind the glass.
Oh, it's too bad.
Allegedly, unless they were just throwing the ball
I brought
around.
The packages yesterday. It was just David and Molly.
See, now that's not right. Molly, spread the love.
Yeah, you always give us your endorsement clothes.
Yeah, anytime you're done with a Roback shirt, you give it to me. I'm so appreciative.
I pay for my Roback shirts. I buy these Roback shirts.
Give us your used clothes. What the hell?
Yeah, my bad.
Here's a great question from a longtime listener and a current texter. Why did you guys stop asking guests what their favorite fruit is? You remember that? That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I felt like we named every fruit.
I think we'd gone through. I used to be able to name every fruit. But yeah, there's a lot of fruits that got named.
Yeah.
And we put together.
Once we were getting repeats.
Oh, yeah. We put together a master like supercut of all the fruits.
That was when I offended Owen.
Yeah, you did.
I assume pineapple. So I'm offended.
You're profiling me.
Yeah, yes. Pretty good.
Didn't we stop the fruit thing with guests when the outlaw and guests was put on? We're not doing guests anymore, so we can't ask them about fruit.
Hmm.
I don't remember the outlaw.
Who outlawed guests?
Outlaw. Bananas.
Apples.
Strawberry.
I'm going to say a peach.
Mango.
I like oranges.
Pineapple. Man, I love avocado. I love it.
That's the best. Michael Irvin going off the reservation with avocado.
You want us to ask Jed Hoyer tomorrow what kind of fruit he likes?
Tune in tomorrow at 2:30 when we lead with Jed Hoyer on getting his favorite fruit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question for Carter.
If you guys want to ask Bob Nightingale about that, you can.
Who's going to win categories today?
I'm not on my game today. I don't feel it. I feel hot today.
I think it's time. I think it's time for me to show up. It's time for the game maker to show up and actually win the damn game.
All right. The game maker.
What is this, Hunger Games?
That's
the
right.
Game maker.
I've got Stanley Tucci's big hair.
You say one of those 90s sports posters? They just picture speaks. The game,
game maker.
It's his gladiator name. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes. We're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. Looking for someone to win two of three. Two are sports categories, one something else. We go round and around the room naming things within said category. Last person to be eliminated wins the category. You get to play along wherever you're listening. But is there any response from any of our friends and colleagues to the last segment?
I got one.
You got a message?
I got one, too.
I got one.
Count of three, let's say who we got it from. So it's going to be one, two, three, go, and then give the person's name.
Okay.
One, two, three,
David
go.
David Hall.
Okay, you guys didn't listen.
I didn't get a message from anybody.
David Hall from me, too. I said one, two, three, go, and then say
the
name.
It was always a little clunky.
You should never use go.
Go. Your categories
go was ridiculous.
Skip to the go.
You said to do it before.
David Hall said that my entry to try to get mentioned in the pick six, flag and anthem wins, he said to me.
What'd you get, Tanny?
Don't mock the extra point. Sorry about that.
And then I got, they'll get their clothes. I doubt it.
And I got nothing.
I don't think they will.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
You know why, right?
Because I said I don't listen to the pick six.
That's nailed it.
All right. I guess that's fair.
And because you're a big national guy, though, so you don't need me.
That's fine. All right. Category number one. I assume Ian Happ is in the lineup tonight. I have not seen the lineup, but I assume he is. If he is, it'll be his 924th game played with the Cubs, tying him with Derek Lee for 39th all-time.
Wow.
Games played as a Cub. He's been here that long. So Ian Happ is not eligible. Derek Lee is not eligible. I'm looking for the top 38.
Wow.
Most games played in Cubs history. Guys who've played more games as a Cub than Ian Happ. Speaks.
Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg is number four.
Sandy?
Sandy.
Is it me?
It is your turn, yes.
Mark Grace?
Mark Grace is number nine. Yes, sir.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is number 10. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go with Frank Chance.
Frank Chance is number 20. Yes, sir.
I know this is probably flawed. Andre Dawson, I know he wasn't there all the years, but is he there?
Andre Dawson is not on the list.
Shoot.
No, sir.
Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. Yeah, number
That's
one.
That's a good one. Mr. Cub.
Yeah. Number one all-time games played.
It's
yeah.
Which Yankee do you associate most with October?
I'll go with Billy Williams.
Billy Williams is number three all-time. Yeah.
Ron Santo.
Ron Santo is number five all time.
Yeah.
Number two still available.
Okay. How about Gabby Hartnett?
How about Gabby Hartnett? Number eight all time. Yes, sir.
Is Greg Maddux on there?
Greg Maddux.
I guess, no, we shouldn't go pitcher. Damn it.
Yeah, it's not. It. It's very much not.
That was a stupid call.
Yeah, he is definitely not on the list.
That was dumb.
No. So does Speaks win that category? Yes.
He's got to give one, I think, right?
Well, I think
because he completed the round.
The round.
Is Starlin Castro on the list?
He is not on the list.
Sean Dunston on the
Sean
list?
Sean Dunston is, I believe, on the list.
Is Fred McGriff on the list?
Oh, you know what? Sean Dunston is not.
Yeah. Is not.
What about Rizzo?
Rizzo is right at the bottom there. Yeah, no, Rizzo, number 19. He is very much on the list. Oh, Sean Dunston is. I'm sorry, number 21. Dunston is.
So I was going to go Dunston.
Yeah, you would have gotten it.
And I would have gotten Cap Anson.
Cap Anson was second.
Okay.
Stan Hack is up there. Bill Buckner is a big name.
That's, wow, that's Buckner.
Aramis Ramirez would have worked. A lot of other names.
Good
obviously.
Category.
All what right. about Tinkers or Evers? Or,
yeah, we got Chance.
You said Chance.
Chance.
Right?
I said Chance.
Yeah, 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 no, yeah, absolutely. Evers is 15 great. And Tinker is 14.
A lot of good guesses after I was eliminated.
Yeah, you had a lot of good thoughts.
A lot of real good
A lot good of good thoughts.
All right. My Team USA takes have been making the rounds. Don't know if you guys heard. I made it to the pick six. It is interesting, to me anyway, that Steph Curry has zero Team USA Olympic gold medals. I have in front of me the list of everybody who has at least two Team USA men's basketball gold medals. So if you have one Olympic gold medal, you're not on this list. Two or more is what I am looking for.
Tanny's first?
Yes.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
He has two gold medals with Team USA. Yeah, he absolutely does.
I'd hope Magic Johnson has more than one.
Magic Johnson does not.
Was it the AIDS?
It was.
I think it was.
Because the NBA players started in 92 on the Dream Team. Yeah, I guess that's a clue that I just gave.
Well, also, he wasn't on the 80 team because it was amateurs then. Because that's how I knew Jordan having the other one.
Right, yeah, exactly. Jordan has 84 84 and 92. Yep.
All right, I'll go Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony is tied for the lead. He has three.
Yeah. LeBron.
LeBron James has two, absolutely.
Sure. How about Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant has two, absolutely. 2008 and 2012.
Oh.
Maybe I shouldn't be giving the years.
No, it's okay.
How about Big Ticket, KG?
Kevin Garnett does not have two or more gold medals for Team USA. So, Spiegs, do you have one more?
I should have watched that Redeem Team, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Quite a few guys on there.
Yeah. How about...
It's a good doc, too. You would enjoy it.
The Redeem Team. Aren't we?
Oh, I think I got one, of course, now that I've been eliminated.
How about God? I know I should go back into that era, but I'm struggling. So, Kevin Durant have two?
Of course he does. He actually has three.
Okay, good.
He is the all-time leading scorer in Team USA basketball. So, Melo and Durant are the only guys
with
three gold medals. LeBron, David Robinson,
D-Wade.
Patrick Ewing.
I was going to go Ewing.
Dwayne Wade does not. Dwayne Wade only has one.
Chris Bosh.
Stockton, Malone.
Anybody else with one college and one pro like Jordan? That's fun.
So, yeah, I'd like to know who Ewing. Was on Atlanta. Who was at the Atlanta games that was also on the Dream Team? I'm fascinated by
that. The 92 and 96?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Barkley, Pippen, Malone, Stockton. Pippen. 84 and 92. Is Jordan Ewing Mullen.
Chris Mullen. Okay, I almost went Chris Mullen.
Yeah, Draymond has two. Chris Paul has two. Kobe has two. Darren Williams has two. Those are the Redeem Team into 2012 guys. Right. So I thought it was kind of a fun list.
Danny, it was a good category.
Thank you. And David Robinson, 88, 92, and 96. He has three medals, but one is a bronze.
How many have one gold medal and also assaulted a 13-year-old girl? Is that just Karl Malone?
That's just Karl Malone.
Okay, I was just trying
That bronze in 88 is why the Dream Team existed.
Correct.
Because they got a bronze, and they're like, can't have that.
Correct.
All right, so I've got two categories down. Let's play the third for fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just in...
called my shot.
We had so much fun with cities in Michigan. I was just in California.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking for the 15 most populated cities in the state of California. Shane, you get to go first.
Los Angeles.
That's number one. That's the most populated city in California. Absolutely.
San Francisco.
Is number four. Absolutely.
Fresno. What up, Jalen?
What up, Jalen? Fresno, number five.
Wow.
San Diego.
Number two.
How about Sacramento?
Number six.
Oxnard
is not in the top. Oh, no, it's not in the top 15.
Oh,
not in the top 15. Sorry for the fake out.
Oakland.
Oakland is number eight.
Shout out Nico.
There you go. Number three is still available.
Number three is...
Well, I mean, in the, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Sure, there's lots. There's a lot available.
Shane, what about the fake town from Sons of Anarchy? Is it on there?
Those are real.
How about Stockton? Stockton, California.
That's number 11.
That's one of them. Yeah. That's one of them, son.
Stockton! Yeah, shout out to Pavement, who's from Stockton.
Massive radio hub. You know, he got a little bigger. He went out there to California. Irvine.
Irvine, number 13.
A lot of radio stations in Irvine. A lot of Odyssey stations.
Boy. I think I'm out.
Is Westwood a thing, or is it like just a part of L.A.?
That's just a part of L.A.
Yeah, it's part of L.A.
Wait, I can do one more, right?
Sure.
Pasadena.
Pasadena, not in the top 15.
Oh!
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Santa Monica.
Long Beach is number 7.
Santa Monica, part of L.A., too.
Yeah, Santa Monica, not on my list of top 15. San Jose, you guys are missing. San Jose. That was third.
Do you know
Anaheim?
The way there?
No one said Anaheim, right?
Nobody knows the way. Yeah. No. Anaheim. Nobody said Anaheim.
Did, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is Hotel California?
It's in Santa Monica.
Got it.
So anyway, those are the categories today.
You can check out, but you can't leave. That's
right.
The thing about it.
So does Danny get there. More credit for calling his shot of us complimenting the categories, or me call him a shot to win it? Finally, the game maker has stepped up.
That's the bigger called shot. You referring to yourself as the game maker, then winning categories.
Yeah. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's really impressive.
Thank you.
It's like Kobe naming himself Black Mamba and it actually sticking. It's pretty impressive. How the Cubs roster needs to function in addition to a record ahead of the deadline. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.